Well, hello and welcome to The Profit Express. I'm Tim Healy. I'm inviting you to join me each and every week so together we can win the battle for business. Yes, that's right. We do it right here in The Profit Express. And hey, thanks for sharing some of your time with me today. And that's why, listen, I got to make it worth your while. And that's why I work real hard at getting great guests on for you, the kind of guests that you can listen, learn, and earn from. Now, today's show is a special show because the guest... yours truly. That's right. I've got some great content for you today that you can listen, learn, and earn from. Now, when I'm doing a show solo, right? When I do a show solo, I pick a particular topic that I'm super passionate about. Today's no exception. This is a topic that I wrote a blog article about a year ago, and it was relevant then. And actually, for a number of reasons, it's even more so relevant today. And I decided, you know what? I didn't want to just leave it as the blog article. I want to turn it into a show. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. The topic, get ready. Pick up the damn phone. That's right. Pick up the damn phone. It's something that I'm thinking about almost on a daily basis as to why more people aren't picking up the phone. Why aren't more people communicating, talking, having conversations with family, friends, prospects, customers? See, what's happened is, unfortunately, we've become, especially since COVID and the whole social distancing thing, very comfortable with and reliant on electronic communication, more specifically, the emails, the text, okay? And that's fine. They're super efficient. They're super valuable. But what I'm going to talk about today is the value that a phone conversation has over those other forms of communication, namely the text, the emails, the DMs. Okay, I'm not saying to get rid of them, I'm not anti-technology, okay? But we've become too reliant on them. And I think, I know that they are impacting our ability to have conversations. They're impacting our ability, more importantly, to connect with and develop relationships. And in the world of the Profit Express, in the world of being a sales professional, business owner, an entrepreneur, that is not good. Now, I want to make one clear distinction before I get too deep in today. Nothing takes the place, in my opinion, of the face-to-face communication. Nothing. Nothing. So I'm not trying to say phone is more important than face-to-face because I will always prefer to go belly-to-belly. All right? But if we're talking about electronic communication, I'm here today to make a real big case on the importance of the phone. And again, not to dismiss the efficiency of the text and the email, because they're very, very important. We're not going to get rid of it. We're not going to go away from it. We shouldn't. But what I want you to start to think about today is all of those times when instead of just sending the text, instead of sending the email, ask yourself, hey, can I make a quick phone call? I mean, let's think about it. How many times have you been in a text chain? How many times have you been in an email chain, right? Where you go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It's kind of like it's like an electronic ping pong. And you think, my God, if I just had one phone call, we could have taken care of all this. So that's one thing. So email and text isn't always more efficient, okay? Sometimes one direct phone call can very much take care of things. So there's the efficiency that way. But then also, now we're talking about some more of the subtleties of communication. We've all been there. We've all been victims of it. When we're reading a text, right, from a friend, from a colleague, from a client, from a prospect, I'm like, wait, what do they mean by that? Or maybe did they come across a little aggressive, or we don't really know what they're talking about. What's the message behind, what's the meaning behind the message, I should say? What's the meaning behind the message? And you can't really interpret that when you're reading text. You can't. So that's the subtlety that we lose when we're not talking to the human being, when we're not hearing the tone in their voice. So that's another reason why we really should consider, hey, you know what? Maybe we're giving up on the phone too often. Maybe we're becoming too reliant on DMs, texts, emails. So, we're going to be talking about the phone, other forms of technology. Now, here's something that to me is extremely important. COVID has, in a lot of ways, altered how we communicate as human beings. And that's not good, okay? But it's a reality. It's part of the collateral damage of COVID. You know, we've sought out social distancing for safety. I get it. But it's something that we're relying on too much. And there was an interesting study. Excuse me while I drink out of the Prophet Express coffee mug. There was a very interesting study recently from the University of Texas, Austin. And what they talked about in this study, and it was done in September of 2020, is that people are opting for text and email. Like if they had, part of the study was, hey, if you had to reach out to an old friend, would you make a phone call, would you text, or would you email? And overwhelmingly, people said, oh yeah, I would email them. And when they said, well, why? And they said, well, you know, I haven't spoken to this person, haven't spoken to them in a while. It could be kind of awkward. So that's really what I found fascinating about this study, is there's a perceived awkwardness in a conversation with somebody that we haven't spoken to in a while. Interesting. So with these 200 people in this University of Texas Austin study, these people reached out via email, and then they also reached out via phone. And what happened is, after they reached out on phone, overwhelmingly people said, hey, you know what? I had a different level of connection on the phone that I didn't have in the email. And also very interesting, they were all worried about, hey, you know what? Is this going to be awkward? I haven't spoken to this person in a while. And it applies in business too. You know, with the prospect that you don't know, that the prospect you don't have a relationship with, it can be awkward. Let me just, you know, avoid that and let me just send the text or the email. But they also reported, the participants in this study, that it wasn't awkward. So they had better connection and they weren't feeling the anticipated feelings of awkwardness in the communication. So technology, which is extremely efficient, I get it, and it can lull us into becoming dependent upon it. And then you lump COVID on top of that, where, you know, listen, we had to use the technology for the social distancing. So the study proves it. We have the anticipated feelings of, you know, could this be awkward? But it turns out, at least with this one study, people said, yeah, you know what? It wasn't that awkward after all. And not only that, the level of connection person to person was better on the phone. And it makes sense. It shouldn't really, or at least to me, shouldn't surprise us. When you hear a human voice, you have an ability to connect that you will never have reading text, whether it's a text, whether it's an email, what have you. You're hearing that person. Are they happy? Are they sad? Because then you will have an opportunity. And this is really where I get excited about this here on the Prophet Express today. And thank you for listening. Thank you for being on board today. Is that, you know, we've all had countless phone calls with friends, with family, with prospects, with clients. And if they are having an off day, you'll hear it. And what does that do? It gives you the chance to ask a question. Hey, how's everything going today? How you feeling? And you have a chance to engage. If they're sounding particularly happy, particularly excited today, you can react to that. Wow, it sounds like you're having a great day. Tell me, share. What's going on? You have an opportunity to connect to them on an emotional level that does not present itself in the other electronic forms, the email and the text. You don't get that in reading words. You can't. You never will be able to. And as I mentioned earlier, we can also misinterpret that, which is also not good. Because then we're assuming, what did he mean? Were they upset? Were they this? Were they that? We don't want to go there either. So you are the business owner, you are the entrepreneur, you are the sales manager, salesperson listening today. You know, I always like to say, I like to bring about a level of awareness to get us thinking, okay? Something you can walk away from the show, like I said, listen, learn, and earn from, right? That's part of my mission with you here on the show. If you're thinking, hey, this may be awkward, you know, do I want to call that prospect? They've been blowing me off. I haven't heard from that customer in a while. You know, I'll just shoot out an email. That's the coward's way out. Come on. Man up, woman up, make the call. Because you never know how you're going to be able to connect. You never know what opportunity is going to present itself to you. And relationships can't be formed electronically. If you can't do the face-to-face, like I said in the very beginning of today's show, which to me is paramount, with nothing takes the place, okay? I don't care AI, I don't care robotics, blah, blah, blah. We're still human beings until that changes, right? But it's the conversation where you'll hear the subtleties in the voice, in their expressions, in their energy, in their lack thereof, and you get a chance to pivot. You get a chance to react. And that, to me, is hugely important. Now, here's a book that I've read that I highly, highly recommend. Now, we haven't had the author on the show. The book is The Relationship Economy. You can see it here. If you're tuning in on YouTube, if you're watching this on YouTube, The Relationship Economy, the author is John DeJulius. This is a fantastic read. I'm going to work on getting him on. And hey, John, if you're checking out the show, you know, reach out, call me. We'd love to set up a show with you. But it's an excellent read. I highly recommend it to anybody. And what I like to do with the book, there's a few quotes I'm actually going to read. Okay, so I apologize to those who are watching this. But I want to read some very powerful quotes from the book. Again, the book, Relationship Economy, author John DeJulius. I'd love to get on the show. I think he'd make a great guest. And I'm just going to touch on the surface of some of what he shared, which to me I thought was very, very powerful. So bear with me as I read this. So John DeJulius in the book, The Relationship Economy, says, and I quote, "Technology has provided unprecedented advances, information, knowledge, instant access, and entertainment. However, as convenient as these advances make our lives, they change how we communicate. They change how we behave and think, and it leads to a dramatic decline in people skills." Now, hey, in being the business owner of Healy Success Solutions, being a sales performance coach, the host of the show, The Profit Express, you know, human communication is a passion of mine, obviously, right? And to hear John talking about that, how these technology advances, as great as they are, as beneficial as they've been, they've led to a dramatic decline in how people communicate and in our people skills. And John goes on to say, as a society, we are relationship disadvantaged. Wow. That's kind of depressing if you think about it. Relationship disadvantaged. And he goes on to say, we are no longer curious about others or eager to engage in conversations. It's even more depressing as I'm reading this. This is sad. And then finally he says, those who understand that human touch, now this is where it gets interesting, those that understand that human touch is the most important part of a great customer experience will flourish. Now I hope I have your attention. Success is increasingly about creating and building human connections. Oh, so despite the fact that we are and we have been entrenched in a digital world, with technology and certainly with social media, the disconnect has become stronger and stronger. The COVID pandemic has made that disconnect even more apparent for a whole host of reasons. And I get it. We understand. But we're still humans. We still have to have that connection. We still crave human connection. We still crave relationships. So you're a fan of The Prophet Express, and I thank you for that, by the way. You're a listener of The Prophet Express, and I thank you for that, by the way. But geez, I want to connect with you today and remind you of the importance of having a conversation. And if you can't have it face-to-face, pick up the damn phone. Because, and there was another study that showed, hearing voice is integral to bonding. Hearing my voice is integral to bonding to the greatest show on the planet, The Prophet Express. And you connecting with me as the host, it's integral. And you connecting with family members, and you connecting with your prospects and clients. We can't do that with text on a page, people. We can't do that with text on a screen. And I'm going to go back to John DeJulius' quote. And again, the book, please get it. Get it after you listen to the show. Go on Amazon, get it. And again, I haven't even interviewed him yet. I'm going to work at getting him on the show. I think it'll be a fantastic interview. The author, John DeJulius, The Relationship Economy. He says that the technology has created a wedge. I'm paraphrasing here. And it's dramatically impacted how we communicate, behave, think, and it's led to a decline in people skills. It's led to a decline in people skills. And he says, and probably one of the more impactful things that John said, and his book is chock full with just great stats, great analogies, anecdotes, etc. As a society, we are relationship disadvantaged. And I am repeating it because to me, that is hugely important. It's sad, it's depressing in one sense. And another thing that I'm going to repeat, because just think about this, folks. We are no longer curious about others or eager to engage in conversations. And that's just plain old sad. It really is. So think about it. You're listening. You say, you know what? Hey, I think Tim is right here. I think that guy, John DeJulius, who wrote that book, Relationship Economy, I think he's right. Listen, I know I'm right. I've read enough. I've seen it. From what I've read, from what I've researched, my own personal experience. Make the change today. Examine your habits. Examine who you are as a sales professional, as a business owner, as a customer service provider. Have you become too reliant on technology? You know the answer to that. It's a yes or no question. And if you feel you have become too reliant on it, then do something about it. Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone. Pick up the damn phone, because you will have conversations. You will connect with people. And I'm telling you, people are starved for it. So when you're having these conversations, you will connect and you will bond in a special way. And what's happening today is you will be one of those who will flourish. That much I can guarantee. So here's what I will leave you with today's show. And again, thanks so much for being a part of the show today and listening and joining the community here on The Prophet Express. The next time you're going to send a text or you're going to send an email, ask yourself, hey, could I be better served making a phone call? It's not going to be every time. It doesn't have to be every time. Don't give up the efficiency of text and email. Of course not. But just ask yourself, at least once or twice, a few times a day, create that awareness. Says, hey, you know what? It's been a while. I haven't spoken to them in a while. I haven't heard their lovely voice in a while. Let me pick up the damn phone. So thank you so much, as always. And let's never forget the people who support us, the great people at Corbett Public Relations who've been promoting and protecting businesses and brands for 30 years. reach out to them. Give them a phone call. And you can check them out on the web as well at CorbettPR.com. That's CorbettPR.com. And hey, Bill himself is always great to have a conversation with, so reach out and give him a call as well. He might be able to help you in many different ways, of course, when it comes to your PR and communication needs. Bill's one of the best, by the way. So, listen, download each and every Wednesday for new shows that will be hitting that you can listen, learn, and earn from. Follow us on Facebook at The Profit Express, Instagram at The Profit Express, and Twitter at Profit_Express. And of course, you can check us out and you can see my beautiful face on the YouTube channel, The Profit Express, as well. And until next week, let's continue to win the battle for business.